Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
I've got a weakness in my game, and I'm willing to admit it, or at least it's a weakness in my own mind, in my own game. Maybe it is not ultimately a weakness. Maybe it's just something that I emphasize or prioritize more than other things, but I look at it when I step back as kind of a moral or humanity issue and think to myself, wow, this is not good, but I'm just going to cut straight to the core here and be completely honest with everyone right now about something that is really, really, really important to me and for some reason bothers me more than a lot of other things we see going on in our society in America today. There are certainly terrible and tragic things happening. We see mass shootings. We see violent crimes. We see prisoners released onto the streets and completely and utterly innocent victims falling prey to people for no reason. We see people walking down the streets in our city where somebody jumps out from behind a corner and pummels or stabs somebody to the edge of death. We see horrific things happening in our society. We see all kinds of people in all kinds of trouble. There is domestic violence. There is rape. There are sexual crimes. There are all these things that happen. We see illegal immigrants and what we're allowing to happen on their journey to the United States, children being raped, women being raped, all of the things that are taking place that we know are just heinous and horrific. So I don't want to downplay any of those things here by talking about something that, again, a weakness in my game, because this is the thing that absolutely, positively bothers me more than all of it. I'm not saying it's a bigger issue. I'm not saying it's more important. Clearly, you know, closing the border and stopping crime and keeping people from getting killed or whatever or raped is much bigger than what I'm about to address. But for me, this is the one that sticks in my craw and I can never get it out. This is the one that really bothers me in my private moments. If I'm watching the news or see a story related to something like this, it just gnaws at me. I cannot tell you how much this bothers me because it is so disingenuous. It's not even hypocritical. That's the word people want to use, and it's not. It's so disingenuous. It's so dishonest. It's so wrong and mean that it just eats at me. And we've got a classic example of that happening this week, and this one really, really, really bothers me. I will start by saying this, as I've said many times on this podcast before. It was never difficult for me to say those people on January 6th should not have gone into that building. They shouldn't have done it. It's easy for me to say they're not felons. They weren't violent. They shouldn't be locked up in prison right now, especially in some sort of solitary confinement situation. The QAnon shaman has been released. They saw the errors in their way. He was a peaceful man, but he shouldn't have been in there. There should have been lots of charges against a lot of people for trespassing, disturbing the peace, whatever it may be, fines and community work, community service. That should have occurred. They should not have done that. Okay? The lawmakers in Tennessee that had the people go into their state building this week, that shouldn't have happened either. Those people should be arrested. They should be charged with crimes accordingly for trespassing, disturbing the peace, whatever it may be. They should not be locked up for 5 years. They should not be put in solitary confinement. It appears that nobody there was particularly violent. Nobody had a gun. It is exercising your free speech and going too far. We're seeing this everywhere. We saw it in a classic example in San Francisco as Riley Gaines, the former swimmer at the University of Kentucky, who is probably America's most prominent speaker about keeping men, biological males, out of women's sports, was speaking in university, San Francisco State, when a mob of transgender activists swarmed her. They got her off the stage. They got her into a building. She went down a hallway. There were dozens of people chasing after her, threatening violence against her, screaming profanities against her. She had a couple of cops escorting her. They got her to a room, entered that room, and locked the doors where she was locked up basically for 3 hours while they tried to get these people to disperse and get away from her. This was a very dangerous situation where it only takes one crazy person to do something. This is not a right. This is a crime. This is not free speech. This is a person speaking at a university as a guest, and you've committed serious crimes going after that individual person. This is a far different thing than protesting your government. It's a far different thing even than going in from the Tennessee State House or the Capitol building. This is a completely different, this is anarchy. This is mayhem. This is letting the crazy people run our country. And what bothers me here, what really makes me unhinged and drives me absolutely crazy about all of these stories, okay, is not us, because I think you're like me. I think you're probably of the belief, hey, I wouldn't have gone to D.C., gone to the rally, and gone into the Capitol. I love my country. I'm a great conservative. That was not the time and place, you know, to do something like that. It really wasn't. You may have hated the outcome of the election. You may believe it was rigged. You may love Trump. You may have wanted to do that, but you didn't do that. And you recognize that shouldn't happen. And you can verbalize that. You can say it. You can think it in your mind. You may have liked that it happened. You may have loved it. You may have sat back and said, wow, that's great. These people are this passionate about it, because it's not me getting arrested and going to jail. That's awesome that people care that much. You may have liked it. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, for most people, it's not something you would do. And it is something that you can easily say, they shouldn't have done it. And I thought it was pretty cool too. These people cared that much. I thought it was cool that so many of them just walked in there and were tourists. I was okay with it, but they should not have done it. It's easy enough for me to say, that's too far. You can't go in. Now, different argument, were the cops waving them in? Were some people doing that and just got 20 feet in and that was it? There are all kinds of different varieties of circumstances for different people on that day. But as a blanket statement, we can say, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do it. Not the end of the world, but you shouldn't do that. My problem with all of these things is the left cannot say that ever, ever, under any circumstance with anything that is leftist. I cannot take it. And we just keep seeing over and over and over, whether that's the transgender shooter in Nashville, 3 days later, they rub it in the Christians' faces by celebrating transgenders. After this has happened, CBS News bans the word transgender from any stories about what happened in Tennessee. We see this happen with Riley Gaines in San Francisco, a very dangerous situation, and they just allow these people to do this. Arrests have not been made. They forced her down a hallway. She was locked up for 3 hours with police protection because these people appeared to be violent and they were threatening violence against her because she was speaking freely as a guest speaker. We're going to allow the left and the politicians on the left and the media on the left to squash free speech in this country if it goes against what they believe. And they will never say, oh, they shouldn't be doing that. Hey, let her speak. Free speech is protected. Let her speak. This goes under the same heading of Thursday's podcast. This goes past equal rights. These are unequal rights. These are extra rights that they want on the left. They want to be able to have their own set of rules. They've always been like this, but it's just an uproar right now with Biden in the White House and the things that they are doing. It's an all-out assault. Biden is attempting to write a provision with Title IX that tells all states, if you want federal funding at your schools for athletes, you must allow transgender students to compete with women. Biological males got to compete with women if you want your funding to come from the feds. Now, this sounds like a lawsuit and a court case waiting to happen, but this is the stuff they're pushing, and they keep doing it. The rules and the laws do not apply to the left. But it is so disheartening to me that we have somebody as truly heroic, okay, because it's not heroic. Colin Kaepernick is not heroic. An athlete that goes out and says, stop picking on black people and gay people and wears a freaking Fidel Castro t-shirt to news conferences and is a Marxist at his core and loves communism, and the media just props him up and makes a hero out of him and he makes millions and millions of dollars off. That is not brave. That's not a hero. That's not a brave person. That's easy because you're going to get complete and utter support everywhere, and people on the right really aren't going to do anything to you. But Riley Gaines, This woman is a great American hero. She can run for office if she wants. She can start a company if she wants. She could probably make millions of dollars on the speaker circuit. This woman is exactly who we need today. She is the single most important person in America that you don't know about. She is going around from town to town. She was a swimmer at the University of Kentucky when Leah Thomas started swimming against women with a penis. Leah Thomas, with her penis, was swimming and winning competitions against women. Riley Gaines had seen enough. She's a former collegiate swimmer, okay? That part of her career is over. She said, I can't take this anymore. I'm going to do everything I can to stop this. And free speech is not protected for her. The Democrats will not admonish those that basically stormed her, attacked her. Her husband says she was hit multiple times by a guy in a dress before the cops got her into that room. So she was attacked. She was physically assaulted. It was a mob. They were after her, and they made her leave and quit what she was doing. And then this brave woman took some videos that were shot and posted them on Twitter and showed the mob and said, this is further assurance I'm doing something right. She went on to say, when they want you silent, speak louder. I would add to this, it only takes one wacko in that crowd with a very small gun to end her life. And that's so, so sad and tragic that this is happening. And nobody anywhere is criticizing it. Nobody anywhere is criticizing the trans people that are organizing, and they're crazy. They're throwing fits. They're throwing up in places and shouting people down and screaming profanities. They are throwing things. They are hitting people. They are pushing back violently. Corinne Jean-Pierre at the podium yesterday at the White House made a trans comment that said they will fight back. If you push against them, they will fight back. This is a dog whistle. This is a signal to them to go be violent against people on the right who only want to exercise free speech. Riley Gaines went on to attack ESPN about their National Women's Month, Women's Athletes Month, and honoring Leah Thomas, but refusing to report a story that has happened to her where she was physically assaulted by people on the left, that she is not allowed to have her free speech in her life. This woman needs to keep going. She needs a website, a GoFundMe, a whatever. She needs to be flying around and speaking everywhere, getting as much local media attention as she can get, because she's going to get no national media attention until she's shot or punched out or something really terribly violent and sent to the hospital. And even then it will be a footnote. They won't say who the people are or who the person was that did it. They won't. They'll just say this happened. She is fearless, brave, and spot on with her message. She has thousands and will eventually have millions of women behind her. This is an important person for conservatives. This is an important person for politics. Any Republican candidate that can get Riley Gaines on the stage with them, that is running for president to speak on their behalf, is going to win big with women. The overwhelming majority of women in this country believe that women should compete in women's sports. It is a totally losing issue for Democrats to say it's okay for men to play in women's sports. It's a dead on arrival loser. Most people don't believe that. It is simply leftists catering to this small fringe group of voters that they have 90-some percent of the voters. Where's Caitlyn Jenner in all this? Where are the is Caitlyn Jenner fearful now? Probably. Probably they're with their actions, these crazy, unhinged trans people are violent. They're buying guns. In Colorado, a shooter was picked up. A potential trans shooter, mass killer, was picked up with a manifesto of all the people that, God, I never know what to say, he or she. I don't know what this person was. I think it was a girl becoming a boy. And this kid was picked up, and they stopped a mass shooting in Colorado. finding a manifesto of this trans killer and everyone they wanted to go after, the kids at their school, you know, again, psychological problems. Donald Trump is on the list, wanted to go after Trump, wanted to shoot up the school. They got this person. And it's happening everywhere. These are now, it's clear, crazy people, which is unbelievable because Trump is not president. They have everything. They have control of everything. They literally have had control of the country now for years. And this is when they're most active and pissed off and violent. A leftist in Florida named Rebecca Jones ran for Congress against Matt Gaetz and lost. She's a wackadoodle. I mean, she's crazy far left. And she's a liar. She's disingenuous. And this is the game they play. Her son is freaked out. She's got a 13-year-old son in Florida who's on antidepressants, wants to kill himself, writes it over and over and over, can't wait to get guns, and wants to go shoot up his school. So this young kid is arrested. And the only reason anybody really knows about his identity is his mom was famous. She's a leftist activist. She ran for Congress. She's run for office. People know who she is, especially in Florida. And she goes on social media and says, Ron DeSantis kidnapped my son and arrested him and started a GoFundMe page to raise money for herself, for her legal defense. A GoFundMe page saying Ron DeSantis kidnapped my son. Within hours, the police released a video of Rebecca Jones and her husband at 2:35 in the afternoon on Wednesday, walking into the police station with their 13-year-old son to turn him in. It is amazing how some people can do the right thing and the wrong thing at the same time. This woman and her husband have a terrible problem on their hands. They've raised a lunatic. He may be born with mental problems. I'll cede that point. Clearly, he has spent 13 years in a volatile household where there is hate, where there is craziness. He has been taught to hate. He has been taught in his house to hate people on the right, to hate authority, to hate. Rebecca Jones hates. She hates Trump. She hates DeSantis. She hates people on the right, and she speaks out and hates them. Hate. We're coming after you. You will not silence us. It's 13-year-olds at his formative age. He's got hormones running, raging through his body. His brain is changing. He's physically changing. Everything that can possibly be going on with a 13-year-old boy is going on with this boy in a household where his mom is a wackadoodle, and now he's a wackadoodle, and he can't wait to get a gun. And he's got a manifesto that the antidepressants I'm on don't work, and I want to kill myself. And in order to kill myself, I might as well go to school and kill the people that I hate. I want to die. The people that I don't like should die with me. It's a very teenage, very left thing. This is not... Listen, there have been mass shooters on the right. Don't get me wrong. There clearly have been those. That's something... Of course, it's all under mental illness, but that's something completely different than I just want to die and I hate school and I hate the kids at school and I'm going to kill them with me. I hated being 13. You probably hated being 13. These parents did the right thing and they took their son in. They knew that the second he got a gun, he was going to go kill somebody. They did the right thing. But what did they do? They blame it on Ron DeSantis and then try to raise money off Ron DeSantis. This is what they do. This is the entire issue. What I'm trying to say on today's podcast is I cannot stand the fact that these people are completely incapable of admitting when their people are wrong. I don't have a problem with it. I just said it. There have been mass killers on the right. There are crazy people on the right. I'll cede that point. I don't follow them. I don't know anything about the Proud Boys or QAnon or the Ku Klux Klan, which I don't think even exists anymore. I don't follow that stuff. I don't know. When something pops up and somebody's a wacko, I call them a wacko and say, that doesn't reflect who and what I am. Why can't they do that on the left? Why can't they say? Why can't the White House say, that young lady who shot those people up was a terrorist, a terrible person, and that's a heinous crime, and guns are bad, but we've got to find people like that before they do this and kill people, that person is wrong. Transgenders do not become violent. Why can't Joe Biden say, nobody's coming to get you? Nobody wants to lock you up. Nobody wants to take away any of your rights. What rights have been taken away from one single transgender in this country? What one right was taken away? What one right is threatened? And don't tell me playing sports is a right. It is most certainly not. We base it all the time on things like gender and age and ability. If you're not good enough, you don't make the team. There is no right to compete in sports. It does not exist. Don't even bring that up with transgenders. There's no right, and there will never be a right. And there shouldn't be a law. It's just not how sports works. Sports is the place that's been exempt from all this. When we've loved that about sports. I love that about sports. And these people just simply cannot admit when something bad goes right, goes wrong with their people. It is absolutely beyond reproach to me. It's an illness that they have. It is a poison for our society. You've seen it. You've seen bad things on the right. You've listened to every single politician, every Republican everywhere saying those people shouldn't have gone in there on January 6th. Name me one person on the left that said those people shouldn't have gone in that statehouse in Tennessee. Or name me one person on the left that said those transgenders should not be attacking Riley Gaines. You can't do it. Stand down. Free speech is allowed. Allow others to speak. Be heard. Stand across the street. Don't be violent. Don't intimidate. Don't call names. Just get your point across, whatever your point is. And again, I don't know what their point is. I don't know what anybody's point in this country is. Everybody in this country has the same equal rights. We do. We do. And look, there's a host of Democrats or black people in this country that have said, I don't even know what y'all are screaming about anymore. You couldn't be black and live in a better place than the United States of America. This is fantastic. There's no, just stand down. The struggle has passed. The struggle was 100 years ago. The struggle was 50 years ago. The struggle ain't now. Okay? I love those people. They're right. Nobody's holding anybody back in this country. You can make a strong argument that you have a better chance of getting hired if you are what is considered a marginalized person, a transgender, a minority. You got a better chance of getting a job or getting into school. I don't think there's any debate about that now. But they can't do it, and it's so dangerous. It stokes the violence that they say we are stoking. It just promotes, go hurt somebody. Go do something. Literally, from the podium at the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre says, transgenders will fight back. That's just stoking and flaming violence. I cannot stand the fact that they cannot admit these things. And I love Riley Gaines. I'm telling you, this is a hero. Read about her. Learn about her. Watch her speeches. The fact that that we have still in our society today, people like Donald Trump who will not quit, people like Riley Gaines who apparently will not quit. She has said when they want you silent, speak louder. She's not done. She is not fearful. She is a young woman. I think she's in her 20s. And she is a rock star in my book. And she's a very important person at this time. She needs to be heard at every possible turn. Because what she says is true. What she says is what an overwhelming majority of Americans say. And when she goes and says it, they turn out and hate her. She might be the second most hated conservative in America behind Donald Trump. Because the people that hate her in a way you can't even imagine. The transgender community hates Riley Gaines more than they hate Donald Trump. They hate her. They want her dead. They want her silenced. They want her out. They want her intimidated. They want her stopped. They want her shut down. She's incredible. She is absolutely incredible. KKHI is brought to you by North Kansas City Dental. I was in Dr. Bush's chair yesterday. I got checked out. Everything's good. Got a couple of old fillings we're going to replace maybe in a few weeks. You know, they don't look great. The fillings don't look great. He's like, hey, this can wait, but do you want? I said, let's just do it. Let's get them out. They're the old metal fillings, which I guess you can't even use anymore. They're against the law, right? So I got some stuff in my mouth from way back in the day that needs to come out, and he's going to take care of that for me. NKC Dental, they're awesome. I went to the Westwood office. It's right there near the, it's right off Rainbow-ish. Shawnee Mission Parkway and Rainbow is very close to where this is. Great facility, obviously. And when I go back in a few weeks for the fillings, I'm going to be going to the North Kansas City location. That's at Armour and Swift. North Kansas City Dental would love to add you as a new patient. They're just great folks, and they're taking new patients, and he's expanding and getting more dentists, and they've got a huge space in the Northland, and this is the place to go. And you really should go every 6 months and have your teeth cleaned and get checked out. Doesn't cost you anything. You get dental insurance. You just go in and get it done. NKCDental.com. The Blue Mount Hotel and Goolsby's Indoor Entertainment and Restaurant Center in Manhappiness, Kansas. More and more businesses are adding Manhattan to their conference destination with world-class golf, major university, booming economy, recreational lakes. It's pretty cool. And folks, when they do this, want to stay at the Blue Mount Hotel. And why wouldn't you? The Blue Mount Hotel is awesome. It's right there on the corner between campus and Aggieville, so the location is absolutely the best. They've got a great boardroom that can be your satellite office for a week. Or you can use Goolsby's brand new private party space as a, you know, carrot for getting through those tough quarterly meetings. If you want to do something like that, pour your own fun at Goolsby's. Make your annual event one to remember. They've got 30 taps on the wall. You pour your own. Pretty cool stuff at Goolsby's and the Blue Mount Hotel for families and business. Online at BlueMontHotel.com. And our friends Spencer and Steve at Finch Knife Company are so proud of the new Hatfield collection of knives. You should check them out too. Online at FinchKnifeCo.com. Many of you have bought multiple Finch pocket knives. You're collectors. Some of you just like to use a different pocket knife every day. Well, they've got one for every month, every day of the month, probably at this point. They've got multiple collections. And then within each collection and design are multiple colors and handles, which is really cool. They have mother of pearl, wood, bone. I love the Cherry Bomb series of pocket knives. Just phenomenal tools. FinchKnifeCo.com. Keep life from getting dull. All right, on to sports, I guess. I'm not just going to start with this. I can't do the Royals every day. I'm not going to be able to do that. So I can't. They're 1-6. They're bad. They have the worst start in Major League Baseball. They're headed to San Francisco. Giants are always great. This is going to be trouble. Then to Texas, then back home for Atlanta, which may be the best team in the National League. I don't know. This is a bad start, and it's not going to get any better. I can't do it every day. I will tell you, I got Ryan Lefevre lined up next week, so we'll talk to him about what's right, what's wrong, and maybe what the future of the Royals will be. I'll do those conversations, but I can't just sit here every day and break down every game. We're one homestand into the season. I can't do it. They're unwatchable. I was trying to watch them on Thursday and watch the Masters at the same time. I said, I can't watch the Royals. The Masters is on. But anyway, I don't want you to think we're just giving up on the Royals. We'll do things intermittently and sporadic, but wow, what an absolute, absolute disaster. The big sports-related story of the week, maybe, is the case file of the Britt Reid crash has now been made public. I do not want to beat this dead horse. This case is over. He's in prison. We believe little Ariel is getting better every day, and the Chiefs have paid off the family. So the story is over, except then you get more details about what happened because the case file just became public. And so it is a story, and it's in the A block of the local news. This was a heavily redacted report, but we learn now that Britt Reid on the dash cam video makes some mention of his dad. It wasn't a, hey, do you know who I am thing, but it was something weird about, hey, my dad's over there or sitting there and, you know, like my dad could help or something. I don't know what his comments were about his dad and why he did that while he was drunk. Cops estimate he had a 0.132 blood alcohol level, and they found 6 bottles of pills in his car. Yep, 6 bottles of prescription pills for Britt Reid. Nice work. 3 months prior to this incident, in November of 2020, it has been released, the Olathe police officer reported an incident in November of 2020 where he was driving off-duty in his car, and Britt Reid went all road rage on him, didn't know it was a cop. It's an off-duty cop. Went all road rage crazy on him, got out of his car, came to the off-duty cop's window and started banging on the window with an open palm and busting up against the glass. Said, get out of the car, get out of the car, was pounding it. Britt Reid wanted to kick this guy's ass. Britt Reid didn't know it was an off-duty cop, wanted to kick his ass. This is 3 months prior to the accident. So the astute off-duty cop got the license plate and phoned it in and said, there's a crazy dude out here road raging all over the place. I can't do anything about it, but here's the plate. They pull it up and they're like, whoa, that's Britt Reed. They go to Britt Reed's house. Sheriff's department goes to Britt Reed's house. Again, 3 months prior to the accident with the little girl, he's road raging against an off-duty cop. He has a prior road rage on his resume that he was convicted of in 2007, where he had guns and drugs in his cars, in his car in Pennsylvania. Huge priors, records, all kinds of addictions, issues. This is when we talk about bad things happening in our society because we don't take care of or lock up or change the people that are worst among us. Here we go. And so there's all kinds of rage in this guy. I don't know what kind of prescription pills he's on or how often he's drunk, but Britt Reed is clearly that guy, and he was clearly out of his freaking mind when he went after an off-duty cop in a road rage incident in November of 2020. Cop calls it in. Sheriff's department goes to the house. They knock on the door, and what happens to the door? The police report here, the case file, says a woman answered the door. They said, we want to speak with Britt, and the woman lied to the sheriffs. I said, well, he's not here. I can't necessarily assume it was his wife, but whatever. So we know the problem with addicts is people around them are complicit in this. They're enablers. So here's somebody at his door when he's home and he's been involved in a road rage incident after being convicted of road rage and guns and drugs. And they're lying to cover up for him. Lying to the sheriff's department at your front door is a bad idea. It's a really bad idea. Terrible idea. The sheriff's deputies say, well, there's the car right there we got a report on, and the license plate matches, and it's right here in front of your house, and it matches the description of where the person lives, and this is your address. Where is he? She finally says, well, he's home. And so he comes and speaks to the sheriff's department, and he lies to him. I didn't do anything. I was involved in a road rage. I don't know who was in my car. I don't know who was in my car, Britt Reed says. I've been here. Lies to authorities. It's unbelievable. Apparently not much came of this case. I'm not sure why. They sent it over to Paul Morris and the district attorney in Johnson County, and nothing happened following up. This would have been a great opportunity for Johnson County to say, you know what? That man shouldn't be driving. There's something erratic about him. He's a known addict. He's a convicted felon. Take his license away. I can't just sit here and completely blame the authorities in Johnson County, but my God, do you not sit here when you hear that information and think about what this little girl's life could be today if the Johnson County authorities had done that? And do you not, whether it's right or wrong, right or wrong doesn't matter, okay? Whether this statement is right or wrong doesn't matter. We all have feelings. We all have thoughts. And the thoughts in your head right now are, wow, he probably got preferential treatment because he's Andy Reid's kid. And there's probably an elected district attorney in Johnson County that, I got the name wrong. It's not Paul Morris, I don't think. I got the name wrong. But the DA or whatever probably sits in a suite at Arrowhead and gets this and gets that, and there are people and politicians involved in all this. Are you not thinking that right now, that this thing went nowhere? You got a guy who got out of his car and threatened an off-duty cop who got the license plate, who sent it in, went to the house, they lied, then Britt Reed came, then Britt Reed lied, then you look at his record and you see, oh, road rage is a problem. He road raged and shot a gun. He road raged and had drugs. He's a convicted felon. He was a drug dealer, and he's an addict. And he's out driving around our streets doing erratic things. That's a pretty good time to press charges and take somebody's driver's license away. And it didn't happen. And that was 3 months before Errol Reed had her life completely shattered. Because a drunk and drugged, he admitted to being on Adderall, but who knows what else he was on. Six bottles of pills in his car. Six bottles. When have you ever had six bottles of pills in your car? I mean, a couple times I've gone and gotten a prescription after being sick or a little minor surgery or procedure or something and picked up a couple bottles. But they're still like stapled in the little paper bag. Who has six bottles of pills in their car? A person with a massive problem, that's who. Oh, my God. That story, and it won't go away. And now the thought of what if they'd done something 3 months prior? It's the middle of the season, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. Let's just not do much on this one. Ugh. You do have to do things about pests. You don't want any critters around your place. Did you know Advantage Termite and Pest Control doesn't just kill the bugs and the little things around your house or your business? They come help you when you got a real problem. You got squirrels in your attic? Advantage Termite and Pest Control takes care of that. You got some sort of animal creating real havoc on your property? You know, digging holes at your foundation or whatever, they'll get rid of those too. They do the big things too. Advantage Termite and Pest Control can be reached at 913-768-8989. Online at AdvantageTPC.com. I encourage you to switch to Advantage Termite and Pest Control and sign up for the annual service. They are the best. You will not see any problems around your property, commercial or residential. Fry Orthodontics is ready to give you that perfect smile, and there is no age too old, guys and ladies. If you've got some crooked teeth, there's nothing to be ashamed of. If you didn't have the wherewithal to fix them earlier in life, or maybe grew up in circumstances where your parents could help you with that, or you didn't have insurance or whatever, now's a great time to call Fry Orthodontics and find out how easily you can do this at Fry Orthodontics. You can do it with Invisalign, and nobody even knows you're doing it. Fix that smile. You know you've got it, and you know you want to fix it. Fry Orthodontics can help you. They're going to do it in a gentle way, in a meaningful, happy kind of way. It's what they do. It's a fun place to go. They make it a really positive experience to be there because everybody is shooting for the same thing. You know, we do this frequently for our teenagers because we want to give them the perfect smile for life, and that's a great thing to do. But what about you? You got a little bit of crooked, grill? Get into Fry Orthodontics. The first appointment is free. Consultation. You can find out what it costs, whether you need a payment plan or financing. You can get this done and fix that smile for life. At Fry Orthodontics, there's a location right around the corner. There are 13 of them in the Kansas City area, so somebody is near you. Dr. Jeremy and his family are great people. They've been serving Kansas City and have literally given tens of thousands of great smiles to the best of us in KC for decades. FryOrthodontics.com. And it goes without saying, guys, this weekend, if you're shopping for jewelry, Joslyn's got to be on your list. Don't go to the mall. Don't go to the mall. Are you kidding me? You know, some 19-year-old kid in there in the mall goes to, you know, JUCO half the day and has an afternoon job at the mall. What does he know about diamonds? That's no knock on the 19-year-old kid. I'm proud of the kid for being in school and taking the part-time job at the mall and, you know, trying to make some money selling jewelry. There's some go-get-em right there. I like that kid. Nothing about the kid, but he doesn't know diamonds and jewelry. Not yet, anyway. Go to the experts who've been doing this for decades. Gary Joslin and his team at Joslin's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch. Dave's there every day. Cameron's there, the son-in-law. It's family business. Joslin's Jewelry, the jewelry you'll recommend to your friends and family. Okay, there was a video circulating. The Masters is underway, and it looks like the weather's going to be kind of crappy this weekend, but the Masters is underway, which is cool, and I enjoyed watching a lot of it, and the weather looks good at least for a few hours here on Friday. We'll see if some rain comes in and slows them down. If there's no lightning, they'll play in a little rain. I've got no problem with that either. I don't have any problem with professional golfers struggling with conditions. That's part of the game. So let's go. But the golfers were really good yesterday. The conditions were perfect. They were really good. There's a golfer named Colin Morikawa who's very good. He has one major, I believe. He's a terrific young golfer. He's an American. And there was a video circulating all over social media yesterday where you've seen golfers, whether you golf or not. I don't want to do any inside golf here because a lot of you don't golf and maybe don't follow it, but you'll look at the Masters. This is the one tournament that people who don't golf or follow golf will watch. It's like some people will watch the World Series but don't watch baseball. Some people will watch the Final Four but don't follow college basketball. There's just folks like that. The Masters is that. This is the tournament. Gary Woodland from Topeka is right there on the leaderboard, is playing great. He went to KU. He's having a great tournament, a great start to the tournament. He's got a shot at this thing. So there's a good local connection. There's cool stories around this Masters. But this Colin Morikawa is on the green yesterday. I believe it was the sixth hole. And you've watched at least enough golf to know that where the ball is on the green, if you put a coin down or a marker down by where the ball is, you can pick the ball up and clean it and then replace it. It's the only place on the course where you can pick the ball up. They allow this on the green. So there's a clip on video of a coin on the ground and the ball about 3 inches, 4 inches in front of the coin. And Morikawa picks the ball up and looks at it and replaces it about 3 or 4 inches in front of the coin, then moves the coin right by the ball, then picks the coin up and continues playing. And of course it looks like he cheated. Of course it looks like he moved the ball 3 inches forward closer to the hole. It's exactly what it looks like. Everyone was outraged. Look at this cheater. The Master says, yeah, well, social media didn't show you what happened before that. When he was standing up there getting ready to putt, these greens are very slick, there was a breeze blowing, and he was on a hill. The ball started to move before he hit it. He backed away. There used to be a stupid rule in golf that if you were addressing a putt and the ball moved, it was a penalty on you. That's absurd. They changed that stupid rule. There's a lot of stupid rules in golf. A lot. Still, they've changed the most egregious, dumb rules. So the ball apparently moved. I've not seen this. Nobody saw this. It was not on the clips that were shown. And it moved about 3 inches, 3 or 4 inches backwards. So what Morikawa does is he marks the ball where it just moved to. Then he's allowed to replace it where he believed it was in the spirit of fair play. He moved it up 3 inches. And by the way, he has to do this. You're not allowed to play it where it rolled. You can't play it where it just moved to. Okay, he gained no advantage by moving this ball up 3 inches. He was 30 feet from the hole. This did nothing. The 3 inches on this did nothing. So by rule, you're supposed to put it where it was, then remark it, make sure it's not moving, take your mark up and play on. And that's exactly what he did. But my God, the world melted down on Thursday that Colin Morikawa should be disqualified, that he cheated. These are stupidest rules in golf. There's also controversy around Brooks Koepka, who's leading the tournament. He's a LIV golfer. He's leading the tournament, and he hit a shot, I think it was on 15, par 5. He gets on in 2. He's a long ways away. He's 240-some yards out or whatever, and he gets on in 2, and he walks away from the shot. He hit a good shot, and the caddy says, what club was that? And Brooks Koepka says, 5-iron. Well, Koepka's caddy would know that because he handed it to him. The other player's caddy that he was playing with asked him what club he just hit. And Koepka just said 5. That's all he said was 5. And kept walking. They didn't have a conversation, nothing like that. Just said 5. People are melting down about that. That's breaking the rules. You cannot give information to other golfers to help them. You cannot assist another golfer. And if you tell another golfer's caddy something, in theory, that is helping the other golfer. Now, why Brooks Koepka would want to help the other golfer, I don't know. These guys are all just friendly. It was a 5-iron. Well, anybody can see that. This guy could have followed Koepka over to the bag and watched him put it in the bag and seen what club it was. It's not like it would be hard to figure out what club it was. In fact, the caddies for the TV cameras and the reporters on the side, you ever hear a reporter say on a golf course, it's Brooks Koepka on the 15th. This is from 246 yards. It's a 5-iron. Well, how does the guy know it's a 5-iron? Because the caddy standing by the bag holds up 5 fingers to the reporter and says it's a 5-iron. So they do this all the time. People were melting down. The committee at Augusta National said they reviewed it and said, yeah, that's not a penalty out here at the Masters. No, that's not going to happen. And many, many golfers have come to his defense and say there is a cordial chattiness of things that go on in a round of golf. And that was part of that. So anyway, Jack Nicklaus put a video out, or the Masters put a video out of Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson and Gary Player hitting the first shots to open the Masters on Thursday, and it's really cool. If you are on Twitter, go to a feed called The Masters and watch this video. It's about 3 minutes long. It takes Jack video from the clubhouse at the start until he hits the first shot of the tournament to get the tournament started. He opens his bag at the range. He's getting ready to loosen up. Now, remember, Jack doesn't play any golf anymore. He just flat doesn't play. I don't know how much golf Tom Watson's going to play. He's had shoulder reconstruction, and his swing was really short and different because of his shoulder. He busted his shoulder up in an ATV incident or motorcycle accident, right? So it's healing, but he was there, and he gets to be a ceremonial starter. They each hit one shot, and hey, the tournament's on. Here we go. So they're following Jack the whole way, and he reaches into his bag to warm up on the range. He's going to hit a couple little wedge shots, and the glove is a right-handed glove. Like, he hasn't played. Somebody put a glove in his bag for him. His wife was his caddy. And he goes, well, this is no good. This is a right-handed glove. And he laughed and goes, that's how long it's been since I've played. Then he hit a shot at the range, and he turns to Watson as they're warming up. He goes, hey, look, I made a divot, Tom. And Tom goes, attaboy, Jack. And he goes, what I'm really worried about is making a really big divot out there, meaning I'm going to chunk one on the first tee. So it's pretty interesting and pretty cool. And it's also a great lineage to Kansas City. Tom Watson is one of the true sports legends and treasures of our community. One of the top 10 golfers of all time, certainly 8-time major, 2-time Masters winner. And until toward the end of his career, he was the all-time Masters scoring leader. I don't want to misspeak, but he had at least like 6 or 7 top tens. I think he finished second 2 or 3 times. He was amazing at the Masters. He was there every single year. And it was pretty incredible he only won 2, to be honest. Pretty incredible that he only won a pair of those Masters. But great stuff there. You can check it out if you want to follow the Masters on Twitter. Also want to thank our friends at Smoke and Fire for being on board with us this spring at KKS Issues. Jim and Joan Cotty, I've known for over 20 years. They're great people. This is a wonderful mom-and-pop business. And if mom-and-pop businesses ever needed support more than right now, I don't know when it would be. The big box stores are hurting businesses like this. The economy is hurting businesses like this. And online shopping is hurting businesses like this. I would ask you, if you're looking for spices, rubs, sauces, barbecue tools, accessories, kits, a plate to put your steaks on when you take them off the grill, or a new grill or smoker, please consider the opportunity to give Smoke and Fire the chance to earn your business. They're at 119th and Metcalf now. They've moved to a little bit of a smaller location. These are great folks with unbelievable products. They're really, really good. Go shop there. Help a great local business. Get your butt off Amazon and get out this weekend and support local business. Smoke and Fire, the barbecue and fireplace, 119th and Metcalf. Mention my name when you go in there. Tell them I said hello, and you appreciate all the great things that they have done for folks that love to cook over a flame, to be honest, or charcoal. I love it, man. I love my grill, and it's from Smoke and Fire, and I love all the spices and rubs that they have there. There's just hundreds of them. Great choices of things that will make everything you make tastier. 119th and Metcalf, the barbecue and fireplace is Smoke and Fire. And thanks to our friends at Great Life Golf. Play more golf this year at Great Life Golf. GreatLifeKC.com is the website, or if you just want to give them a call and say, hey, what course is near me? Where can I play more for less? 913-802-4552. Or send an email to join@greatlifegolf.com. That's greatlifegolf.com. join@greatlifegolf.com. Hope you have a fabulous weekend. We'll be doing another patron podcast here probably on Friday, maybe over the weekend. We do some patron podcasts sometimes on the weekend, depending on how the Masters goes. We'll see how that plays out. And of course, the newsletter is coming up. If you want to become a patron, go to kksissues.com. Click on Become a Patron. It's no more complicated than that. $5 a month, you're going to get typically 3 bonus podcasts each week and the newsletter on the weekends. Help support the podcast if you can. kkhasissues.com is the place to go. Other than that, hit the like or follow button. Tell your friends, and thanks for hitting the play button right here. I love it that you're listening. I can't thank you enough. Appreciate having you on board as part of our family here at KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.